The Packers and Eagles close out Week 10 of the NFL season at Lambeau Field tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Eagles 6-2 coming off a bye week. The Packers 5-2-1 coming off a three-point loss to Carolina last week. Safety Xavier McKinney on just how big this game is against the defending champs.
They got a good team, but it's not the first good team that we played all year. But we're really getting ourselves prepared for this game. Played them twice last year and lost to them twice. So, you know, we're trying to get our get back. But it's not going to be easy. We know that, you know, they're not just going to lay down and give us a win. But that's, I could say that for any team. So, you know, it's going to be a fun, exciting game on Wednesday.
Fans stormed the field at Camp Randall on Saturday as the Badgers ended their six-game losing streak, knocking off Washington 13-10, defensive lineman Ben Barton.
So I was talking to Preston, and we've only had a couple times in our career that happened, a couple years against Iowa, and then this year. It was super cool, and this time was my first time actually playing in the game that it happened in, so it was a sweet ordeal having everybody just come out and support us on the field.
Badgers at number 2 Indiana on Saturday. Bucks fell to the Rockets yesterday, 122-115. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 37 in defeat, but Doc Rivers says they didn't execute anything.
Didn't run much. The ball stayed on one side, and it was everybody. We run a pick-and-roll play, and whoever got it tried to make a play. I thought our shooters were trying to be playmakers. I was not happy with how we played.
Bucks are at Dallas tonight. Elsewhere in college basketball, Marquette blown out by Indiana, 100-77 in Chicago yesterday. Chase Ross had 19 to lead the way. Former NFL Commissioner Paul Tagliabue, dead at the age of 84, died from an apparent heart failure complicated by Parkinson's disease. He served as commissioner from 1989 to 2006 before being succeeded by current NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.